should be on.
Hi, John. Patrick Saunders, Denver Post. How are you?
Doing very well.
Question for you. History has shown us that a lot of times the team that comes out on top in the Super Bowl is the team that's playing the best at this time. In other words, the hottest team. Mm-hmm. How do you think your team is performing now at the most crucial part of the season?
Well, I mean, there's no question we've played our best football the last month of the season, including the last 2 weeks. So I think that's important. I think the same could be said for Seattle as well. So, again, it usually comes down to the team that executes and plays the best wins the game regardless. So I think that formula will stand true.
Coach, what has Wes Welker brought to your team? Obviously, his stats aren't as great as they've been the past few years, but what has he brought to your team?
You know, Wes has stepped in. He was voted team captain, and I don't really care who you are. Coming to a new team, new teammates, you know, that doesn't happen very easily. So I think it says a lot to the kind of guy he is, both on and off the field. I think he's an unbelievable competitor, very gritty. I think that became obvious to his teammates very early on, how he goes about his business as far as on and off the field and preparation. So he's been a tremendous addition, and we're sure glad we have him.
John, Ed Bouchette from the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette.
Good to see you, Ed.
What might you have learned under Chuck Knoll that you are applying today as a head coach?
You know, my first year was 1989. I was a defensive backfield coach and was very blessed to be with Chuck Knoll as a head coach. We had kind of a bizarre season. We started the first two games. I think we got beat 51-0 at home by Cleveland. That was my first NFL experience, great experience. Then we went to Cincinnati. It was a very good football team. I think it was like 48-14. So it wasn't a very tremendous start. You know, everybody was down. Of course, fans as they be, were a little bit on us. And, he stayed even keeled. And he was that's the most valuable lesson is be the same guy. Don't go through the highs and lows because it's very easy to do, especially with outside influences. He was a tremendous technician. In the individual and fundamentals of football were something that was very important to him. I still believe it comes down to blocking and tackling, even at this level. Sometimes we lose sight of that with the schemes and stuff. So I really think just, staying even keel, not experiencing the highs and lows that a football season can bring to you. And really the technique and more of the not what to, but the how to play football.
Yeah, Gary Sheldon with the Tampa Bay Times.
Hi, Gary.
John, I know you've talked about it several times. I apologize, but can you take us back to that green, what you were feeling, what the emotions were going through you, and are you more appreciative of this because of that experience?
Well, first and foremost, I'm appreciative of this, regardless of any health scares or anything I've been through. I mean, this is a very hard place to get to. I've been blessed to do it three times, once as assistant, twice as a head coach. Going back, again, like any health scare, I mean, whether it was your parents or somebody in your family, or in this case, it was myself, it was a setback, and it was a little bit scary for a minute, but, I really don't think about it much now. Those first 4 days, I thought about it a little bit because it was like getting hit by a truck, but, I got better every day, just like most players have been through injuries. I never thought I wouldn't be back once I was going through the process. And, fortunately, I had my family and, good medical people, and here I am. So I really haven't thought about it much, to be honest with you, here recently.
Coach, Tom Padula for the New York Times. Could you tell me what Peyton is looking to accomplish when he goes to the line and goes through what he goes through before the snap? And the significance of Omaha.
Won't get into the exact specifics. Really, we've never been real thrilled. The league kind of makes us put these microphones on players, it's not real fun for us. But we have to change a lot and all those kind of things. But I think really, in today's NFL, offensively, they're more and more people are doing things at the line of scrimmage, whether it's audibles. I don't want to get into too much, but there's a lot of communication that goes on at the line of scrimmage in today's NFL, and that's both offense and defense. I mean, really, even special teams. I mean, you'll see hand signals. You'll see different things even in the kicking game. You know, with I think when you know, give people 18 hours a day to think of stuff, this is what we do. So, you know, we're very, very blessed. He's very sharp. He's done it for a long time in his career. And he's as good. I'm not going to say he's the best, but he's as good. I know that I've ever been around at doing it.
Goes to your left.
Yep. Hey, John, it's Nancy Gay from NBC Sports. How are you?
Hi, Nancy.
How are you able to manage the demands of this job with your health and keeping everything in check now? Is there something differently that you do with your life to kind of keep everything in balance?
You know, what's really remarkable about my health, and I just got to say this, is like I'm 180% better than I was 8 months ago. I had a valve that was the size of a pinhead. Now it's the size of a 50-cent piece. So, you know, what you do is you just learn to deal with stuff in life, and I attribute it to, of course, some of our hours, some of the time. Might have been a little feeling a little tired, getting old. You know, I mean, this is, you know, a cause of age. So, really, it's been a blessing. I mean, I'm way better now physically than I've been for the last 10 years of my life. So, it's really been kind of an upgrade. And, you know, I feel tremendous.
Coach Wesley Sykes, Pro Player Insiders. Given the chaos that this week tends to bring, how important is it to keep a regular season-like routine with the players?
Well, I think it's critical. You know, it's been critical the whole season. You know, is whether you're in your local city or wherever you are in the National Football League, obviously it's a very popular sport, gets a lot of coverage. There's a lot of outside influences, whether it's television, radio, you name it. So you're really dealing with that all season long, and you get into the playoffs and it just ratchets up a notch. And you know, so all these players, whether it's their side or our side, have been dealing with it, and this is kind of the ultimate of it. And it's just more of the same, to be honest with you. So you know, it's even more heightened this week, but just staying on routine, staying on task. This is about preparation, both mentally and physically, and so you can go perform.
Coach Otis Livingston, WCBS-TV here in New York. Both you and Pete have ties to the area as far as coaching, he with the Jets and you with the Giants. I know it's a ways away, and it's going to take a lot of hard work and all that, but what would it mean for you to win your first Super Bowl here in the New York, New Jersey area?
Well, again, it'd be very exciting. I mean, I think first and foremost, it'd be exciting to win anywhere. Right? This is the, you know, really epitome of our profession. So, you know, to be named world champs. So both sides, I'm sure, will be putting all their best to do that. You know, I spent 5 great years here. I was very blessed. I worked for a great organization. I'm not knocking anybody else's organization, but I can just speak for the one I worked for. Tremendous families, both the Merritt and the Tisch family. You know, great area, both the New Jersey and New York side. Very, very avid fans, very much into their football, regardless of what side they're rooting for. It's very passionate. You know, really just much like being in this area. People are passionate just about being here. So it'd mean a lot. You know, I've got a lot of close friends here, neighbors from my Wayne days. So it would mean a tremendous amount to win it here.
Hey, John. Jeff McLean from the Philadelphia Inquirer. What did Knowshon Moreno do specifically to move up from lower parts of the depth chart to now starting again? And did it have anything to do with his improvement in ball security?
Well, I think, you know, being a running back, that's a key area is ball security. And he's done a tremendous job. I think Monte Ball, one of our young guys, has done a tremendous job, as with Ronnie Hillman, C.J. Anderson. They've all improved in that area. He was the most veteran of everybody. I think really with Knowshon, the thing that he's really improved is his accountability and dependability. And I think, you know, that goes, you know, being a running back, it's not just toting the rock. I mean, it's not just running the football. So you've got protections and, you know, we change a lot of things. We do a lot of things. We just don't call a play and go to the line and run it. So you've got to be a sharp guy. So he's very smart. He's been a professional as far as his preparation. And he's really kind of developed into one of the more dependable guys as far as, you know, assignment detail and those types of things. And you see that in his stats. You see it with his pass receiving yardage and the combination with the rushing yardage, which is doing all and everything about your job. So he's done a tremendous job, maybe one of our most improved players this past season. And I hope he continues that on Sunday.
Yeah, Coach. Terrence Knight, last year he lost his starting job in Jacksonville. I think there was a time in training camp where he said he was running with the third team. What was it that – was there a kick in the butt that you had to do to get him to play? Did you see talent and just needed the motivation? What did you see as you brought him along here?
Well, you know, I always put it on players. I mean, as a coach, you know, we spend a lot of time trying to define players. And, you know, basically, you know, what we try to approach is don't let us define you, all right? You know, you're going to be held accountable. It's going to be based on your performance, where you're on the depth chart, right, how much you're going to play, all those things you earn or don't earn. And so much like all of our players, you know, guys either take heed to that or don't. And so in Terrence's case, he worked very hard. He had a funny nickname. I'll let him go into that. But, you know, he lost 30 pounds. He worked very hard to get his weight in order. He changed his physical look, you know, as far as his body content with our strength and conditioning people. So really everything Terrence has done, he did. You can have all kind of talks and, you know, you can talk till you're blue in the face. But until you start seeing actions and they basically make that decision. And in his case, he definitely did. And we're very excited to have him. He's been a real stalwart up front, especially inside, and both in the run and the pass. So pleased in the growth and development he's made this year, but I attribute it to him.
Coach Stacy Dales, NFL Network. I'm just curious to know, hi, Coach, what non-football activities do you have planned for your team this week just to keep some balance?
They kind of figured out those activities on their own. We don't really have a whole lot of things that don't revolve around the game. Obviously, we give them some free time. We give them the flexibility to do with what they want. You know, we've got some obviously a big event tomorrow. We got a practice today. We're going out to the Jets facility. You know, Wednesday we're back into regular in-season mode. You know, Thursday's the family arrives. You know, so they'll have some time with their families, albeit after practice and some of their commitments to the team. You know, nothing really planned, you know, like a special movie or anything like that.
Coach, you mentioned Knowshon Moreno being one of the most improved players on your squad. What would you say is responsible for that turnaround, and how has he really altered the complexion of this offense?
Well, I think his consistency is, you know, is what's helped the offense. You know, I think that's probably a question better for Knowshon. I believe he's going to be with you guys as well. You know, I think it's just maturity. I mean, these are young people, young, rich, and famous people for the most part. Not a great combination for success without some, you know, some responsibility and accountability. You know, and understand that the decisions, you know, bring consequences. But I've just seen a tremendous amount of growth. I think it's something that, you know, why I do what I do, I think why most coaches do what they do is watching that growth and development.
Yeah, Coach, D. Orlando Ledbetter of the Atlanta Journal-Constitution.
Hi, Orlando.
All right, could you talk about the development of Demaryius Thomas and how his career seemed to spike with Peyton coming on for you guys?
Well, I think, you know, I've been with the Broncos now my third season. You know, when we first got there, we had a different type of offense. You know, Demaryius is a very gifted athlete, both, you know, height, weight, and speed. You know, as we evaluate people in the draft process and the evaluation of human talent process, very, very gifted, no doubt. You know, one of the better athletes I've been blessed to be around. You know, again, and it's developing the skills. And ultimately, that goes back to the kind of person Demaryius is. And he's definitely improved, become a much more polished receiver, you know, over the last couple of years for sure. And so, you know, I mean, he gets all the credit for that. It's a lot of hard work. You know, our whole football team's worked very hard to get to this place, just like I'm sure the other side has. And, you know, Demaryius has been a big part of that, and he's a very, very capable player at his position, and he'll continue to grow as we move forward.
Two more questions. Coach, over here, Ricardo Garcia, once again from Multimedios Mexico. I see you again, Coach.
Good to see you. Both your
team and the Seahawks lost to the Colts this year.
Mm-hmm.
Have you taken a look at those films, and is there anything you find there that can help you out on Sunday?
Well, just for the record, we've looked at every snap of film, and I'm sure Pete and his crew have too. It's kind of what we do. But, yeah, we looked at that, and, you know, that place is a tough place to play, regardless of what team you are. A very, very talented football team that, you know, made the postseason and did a good job. But in answer to your question, without getting into specifics, we looked at that very closely.
Last question. John, Brian Costello from the New York Post. Have you or anyone from your staff been to the Jets facility yet?
No, but we're about to. I think our buses leave at 2. Not really sure how far. We stayed out in that area this year when we played the Giants in the Short Hills, Florham Park, Summit, that area, which is a very nice area of New Jersey. So we understand it's a little bit of a bus ride. We're going to get to find out. And I've heard the facility is really good. My operations guy tells me that guys will be complaining about it's so much nicer than ours. So he's not real excited about it. But we are looking forward to getting out there, and I've heard nothing but great things.